Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
A guy who knows something about Baltimore and Nashville, Bernard Pollard, who joins us on the show. Bernard, thank you for the time, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you guys for having me.
We have been reliving the Ravens and Titans rivalry all day as we broadcast live here in downtown Baltimore. What was the pride that you took in playing for that Ravens defense?
I mean, you know, you got to look at everything that's been built there. You know, hard-nosed, rough, tough football players expecting to win every time they step on the field. That's something that happened. That's what goes on inside that locker room, inside the training facility. That's in the DNA, the makeup of the Baltimore Ravens. And you can continue to see it year in, year out.
Still a very good defensive football team, obviously. But the headliner is always going to steal it. And the headliner now is on offense. What's it like to look at a Ravens team and see it talked about as an offensive football team?
Well, you know, right now, the Baltimore Ravens, what Lamar Jackson is doing, it's been unreal. This guy is a freaking, he's a freak of an athlete. He's doing it, you know, in the air, on the ground. You know, so I'm not going to say it's weird. Right now, they're playing bully ball. They're saying that their bully ball is better. Their bully ball with number 8 is better than any defense that steps on the football field with them. And, you know, they've shown that it is.
Only a couple teams have defended it with success. Do you think the Titans come up with something unique to try against him that he hasn't seen? Or is it a matter of being more sound at the same things that most teams have tried?
Well, I think Coach Pease is going to do a good job as far as, you know, cooking up a couple things that looks different, some things that the Ravens haven't seen, because, you know, watching the games against the Baltimore Ravens, when you look at what's been done defensively to manage Lamar Jackson, a lot of things, you know, guys have come in, crashed the pocket, you know, they've sacked him. He really hadn't turned the ball over, but how do you contain that athleticism? So I think Coach Pease is going to cook a couple things up that allows him beat him with his, he's got to beat you with his arm. So I think Coach Pease wants to see, okay, we want to get his receivers involved. Can he get his receivers involved to beat us down the football field? I think this Tennessee Titans defense, and I've said it from the get-go, I think they're Super Bowl caliber defense. I like their D-line against Lamar Jackson. I love their rush. They're just as athletic. They can run. I like the linebackers who are physical, and I like Byer and Kenny back there roaming. So this is going to be a good one.
Bernard, you talked about this Ravens organization. It is rare in the NFL today that you have an organization that when someone's drafted into that organization, everyone will say that's the perfect blank. That's the perfect Raven. That's the perfect Pittsburgh Steeler, whatever it may be. Those organizations are few and far between where there's an ethos about playing for that team with that uniform, and it goes on for years and years. It's tough to get there as an organization. How did the Ravens go about doing it? And do you see the Titans under John Robinson and Mike Vrabel developing into one of those organizations that when they bring guys in, oh, that makes sense because that's the perfect Titan?
So some people may not like my answer when it comes to this. The Baltimore Ravens are, you know, Ozzie Newsome did a phenomenal job drafting and just, you know, allowing guys to come in and be them. It's been a veteran-led football team for a very long time, and it's rolling over. Obviously, a lot of these players are you know, made up of the team of John Harbaugh. These are still really good players playing hard-nosed football. And so when you look at what's being done, like I said, it's in the DNA of the Baltimore Ravens. It's in the DNA of the Pittsburgh Steelers. When you look at the Tennessee Titans, they're a good football team. When it comes down to drafting and trying to figure out, okay, well, is this guy a Titan? Well, what is a Titan? What's the DNA? What's the makeup of the Titan? I think it's going to take a couple more years until they can get there, where they got to know and understand who are we. They got to have an identity, number one. So right now we know, okay, we just ran Henry 34 times last week. So are we going to do it again this week? Are we a passing team? Are we going to go get passive players? Are we going to go get some mean street guys? Who are we? You know, so John Robinson has done a good job, but I think when you talk about them being mentioned in that category with the along the lines with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Boston Ravens, I think they still got a long way to go.
Totally fair, and I actually totally agree with you right now with the Titans. But knowing Mike Vrabel, seeing what he's trying to do, do you think that's where the Titans are headed, even though they're not there right now, knowing his personality as a head coach?
Well, yes, of course. He wants to get there. He wants to have a legacy here in Tennessee. Obviously, I don't think he's going in every day to be a mediocre coach. I don't think he's lying. You know, I don't think they want a draft to have a mediocre football team. You know, but I think that they can get there. But you know, they're going to have to continue. They're going to have to find identity, number one. And I think, you know, this game right here is going to tell us kind of what this team is made of. We understand the change at quarterback. So Tanner Hill was in. I've been calling for that since the beginning of the season, since the season you started. So you've got a quarterback right now. Your offensive line, they were supposed to be top. So, you know, just like I said, finding the identity, can they go in and win games like they're about to play tomorrow?
Bernard Pollard, I guess, the one thing we haven't asked our guest today, Bernard, that you'll be great on, is how you would game plan if you're the Baltimore defense against Tennessee's offense tomorrow night. And what we saw last week was not what we expected from Bill Belichick. He didn't load the box against Derrick Henry. It was almost as though the idea was, let him have 34 carries. They're not going to score many points, and we'll win a low-scoring football game. How would you go about defending the Tannehill-led offense tomorrow? Would you load the box and stop Henry, or would you allow him to get his yards and shorten the game?
Well, I don't think Baltimore is going to load the box at all. They're going to allow their front seven to play. This is going to be a game of bully ball. They're going to come in and punch Tennessee. Tennessee's going to go in. Baltimore's going to punch them in the mouth. Baltimore is a team where they bully people. They play bully football. They know and understand. Teams know that we're going to run the ball. I don't care if Eight got the ball, if Ingram got the ball, or the other running back got the ball. We don't care. You got to know this ball is going to be on the ground, and that's going to set up the passing game. So when it comes down to guarding the Tennessee Titans, then I don't believe they're going to load the box. They're going to let the front seven. They're going to put that center right, or they're going to put their Brandon Williams directly on the center. They're going to let him beat Ben Jones up. They're going to make the offensive line do something. They're going to hit Henry. This is a game where, for me, I want to see, is Henry going to, is there a dog there? We all know he's big, he's fast, but when you play against a real man, now this team for the Baltimore Ravens, this is a real man that they're going to play against that's going to hit him. They don't care about how big he is. They got bigger linebackers, bigger D linemen that's going to come downhill and hit him. So, I got to look at this, and I want to see the Baltimore, the Tennessee Titans, they got to get A.J. Brown going. How can Arthur scheme him up? Because when they play against top football teams, this kid is non-existent. When he play against okay average defenses, this kid can blow up. I think he's a superstar. You got to find a way to line him up and get him the football.
That passion, the more things change, the more they stay the same between the Ravens and the Titans. That's exactly what I wanted to hear from Bernard Pollard on that. Hey, thank you for the time today. Are you still doing your scouting service?
Oh, man, no, so I'm not. So I'm doing the Bernard Pollard Show on YouTube, and I'm training guys here in Nashville. So it's a lot of fun. It's tiring, but at the same time, and we got four kids, man, so I'm daddy right now.
Hey, man, always great to catch up with you. We love your insight and passion.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy the game.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Bernard Pollard has been our guest.